I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio. Hello and happy Friday. I'm Holly Fry.
And I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
So we talked about Madeline Pollard and William Breckinridge this week.
Mm-hmm.
There was lots of growling. There will be more. I did want to mention, though, I said during the episode we would probably regroup back on the spy that that Breckinridge had hired. One of the books that I read about this trial went in a little bit more to Jenny's backstory. So that was, of course, Jane Armstrong Tucker. And she, too, I mean, was a woman. It's easy to make her a villain, to say that he hired a spy. This was not a person who was like, I will dig dirt on people for money. She had, like, worked as, like, an administrative assistant type role in an office, I think, of Breckinridge's or of one of his friends. And they kind of were like, we need a young woman of roughly the same age who could maybe, you know, make friends with this person. And she was also from a family that had financial difficulties. And so she is also in some ways kind of, I don't know if exploited is the right word, but she is a woman who was in a position where she couldn't really say no to this offer in, you know, from very powerful men. So I just want to make sure we acknowledge that, like, there are many layers to the awful privilege that is exerted in this story, pretty much everywhere you look. And she is one of them as well. There is a book published that is like the notes that Jenny kept about the whole thing. And it's kind of interesting because she, when you read about their relationship, I mean, she was stayed close with Madeline throughout all of this. Like, she would go visit her as her friend. I'm using the air quotes. You know, as the trial was playing out, after she had left the convent, which apparently one of the things that really just, like, was too much for her to handle was that they didn't eat very well. And she couldn't take it. But she, you know, would show up, and it was like she was still having heart-to-hearts. And she kind of suspected several times that Madeline knew what the scoop was and that she was, in fact, relaying information back to Breckinridge. But they still kept this strange, whether it was staged or genuine is unclear to all of the parties, I think, this strange friendship. And that's just kind of an interesting rabbit hole, but it's all speculative in terms of who knew what and understood what and how they might have been manipulating one another. Boy, this story is an angry maker for me. Something I didn't get into is his kids and how this impacted them, because it did seem like, I mean, he is a complicated man because he clearly was in many ways a jerk. He also seemed to be a very loving and adoring father who was always worried about his kids throughout all of this, even though like they were kind of coming into adulthood, some of them. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he had been married well before he met her. Louise was his third wife.
Mm-hmm. The part where they were reading her writing as evidence reminded me of the Reynolds pamphlet.
Yes.
And how Alexander Hamilton was printing like Mariah Reynolds' letters to him as evidence of her like character. And that like her tone in writing. When we did that episode, there were people who got really upset that felt like I was making fun of her literacy. And really what it was that captivated me about her letters is the tone of them was like breathless in a way that just seemed like constantly on the edge of like, I don't know, there was a breathless energy to all of it. But then he printed those letters complete with all of their like non-standard spelling.
Right.
And how embarrassing that must have been for her to like have that kind of dragged out to be like, well, here's evidence of what this person is like.
I mean, can you imagine, you maybe don't have this problem as much as I do, but I walk in text. Can you imagine if someone just published your text history?
Yeah.
People would be like, Holly Fry is an uneducated ding dong who does not know how to spell a single word.
Had remember when when the Bad Art Friend article came out and like went viral and that was all everybody talked about for about 48 hours. I was like, I really hope nobody ever subpoenas my group chats.
Right? I don't need that. Yeah, it's awful. And it really is. I mean, again, it also comes with this whole unsavory thing of making fun of people's earnest art,
mm-hmm.
which is just like one of those things that gets my hackles up anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those were not things she was writing ever thinking like, oh, this will be read aloud in court.
Yeah,
and picked apart to determine whether or not I really mean to be a writer or not. Like every single writer I know, published, unpublished, incredibly skilled versus like, I'm pretty good, but I'm getting better. Like every writer I know looks back at their older work and is like, yikes.
Yikes. Right?
Because
yeah.
You're theoretically progressing throughout. So like, I would not want anything that I had not put out for public consumption.
Oh, for sure.
Suddenly thrust into the spotlight as a determiner of my value or my intent.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
The last time I moved, there was definitely like a trove of old notebooks I found that I was like, destroying this right now, running all these pages through the shredder.
Right. How much fire can I make without it becoming dangerous?
Yeah.
Yeah. The I am the one thing that gives me a little bit of comfort in all of this is how women's groups really did mobilize very quickly to be like, they pointed out the problems with this. It wasn't like we're looking back with a lens and being like, there's a horrible double standard. People at the time were like, are y'all seeing this? Are you understanding that like he went from claiming she was just promiscuous and that that made it okay for him to have an affair with her to saying that she was like some sort of, you know, vampiric temptress who was sucking the life out of him and taking all of his money and you know, that shift in tone even evidenced like he's a weasel in this regard, and he's trying to weasel out of his weaselly weaselness. Like for many a very big touchstone, like I said, some people thought like, oh, she really got, you know, run through the mill by this much older man who had all of the power. And other people were like, ooh, you got to be careful. Don't have sexual agency because that's bad.
Like, yeah.
It's a good lens to look at and think about how far we have and have not come, as I often say when we discuss matters of social mores. I am very glad that she went on to have a very fun later life.
Yeah, same.
And had just like what sounds awesome. She had a best friend she traveled around the world with. I didn't go into it, but like in her travels, she was often like at the center of interesting things happening, or like, as you know, like she was in Paris at the same time that like the salons of Paris were turning out like the famous writers that, you know, we all think about, like all of the expats that were living in Paris in the 20s and having this amazing life. She was there for a lot of that. Mm-hmm. So she really got to do some pretty cool stuff, which makes me happy after the horrible situation she went through.
Yep.
May we all find happiness and hopefully not have to go through horrible situations. But if we do, I hope there's happiness after that.
I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business, and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels has a stay for any traveler you want to be, with 22 brands and over 7,400 locations. Whether you're a business traveler, a family road tripper, someone who wants to seek out history and maybe make your own, or just planning a quick getaway, Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Like a Cambria Hotel, where you can be a cocktail connoisseur and sip locally inspired craft beverages at downtown locations in the center of it all. This is a fun way to visit cities with a lot of history and a lot of fun in mind. Or a Radisson Hotel, for all our productivity powerhouses out there. With flexible workspaces and on-site restaurants, you'll get the most out of your work trip. You'll get the coffee, the Wi-Fi, and the work done. And we can't forget about comfort hotels. Imagine you're a family road tripper, waking up in your big spacious room and then heading down to a free hot breakfast for the entire family, including waffles. So you'll be well-fed and ready for the day's adventure, even if that's just relaxing. After that, you're spending all afternoon relaxing by the pool. You deserve it. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you. Book directly at choicehotels.com, where travels come true.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase, only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. This week on the show, we talked about unicorns, which was like a weird opposite of the platypus episode.
Yes!
Because that was a real animal people thought was fake.
Yeah.
And this more of a mythical animal that various people thought was a real living, breathing thing.
Yes. I mentioned that there is a fictional thing in pop culture that I wanted to talk about. And it's actually two things, but related to one thing, which is Futurama.
Okay.
Futurama had two different instances where kind of unicorn mythology made its way in. One is a very funny episode called Spanish Fry, where the inhabitants of Omicron Persei 8, which is Lur, if you've ever watched Futurama, it's that big, giant, slightly lizardy species that is very hilarious. They believe that human horn is an aphrodisiac, by which they mean a nose. And so they steal Fry's nose at one point. And it basically is like the unicorn story, but just applied in a completely different context. And you start to realize pretty quickly what a silly thing that would be.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other is a much later story that they had when they, Futurama, for anybody that doesn't know, kind of like came and went, was, you know, canceled and repicked up, and like Fox dropped it. I got picked up by Cartoon Network, and then Comedy Central had it for a while. And they put out at a point like a bunch of new stuff. And in one of them, there's this whole crazy time travel thing, but there is a narwhal that responds really, really well to one person who we end up finding out is a main character that has time traveled. And her name is Lilu. And it's like this idea of like only one person can connect with this animal. And it is depressed until it meets this person and is loved in the proper way. And it's both of them. I'm like, somebody loves unicorn lore on this show.
Yeah. Yeah. Having been in elementary school in the 1980s. I feel like that's prime overlap to be a kid really into unicorns.
Yeah.
I was definitely really into unicorns. I had lots of unicorn stickers. I had My Little Ponies. I had little plush unicorns, all of that stuff. And then that also meant that when Ringley Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus came through with that unicorn.
Did you go?
Oh, I sure did. My mom was like, you're gonna be disappointed. You're like, it's not gonna look like you think it's supposed to look. You're gonna be disappointed. And I think I had even seen ads that showed it, and I still somehow thought that it was gonna be more like a horse and less like a goat in person.
Right.
It was not. It was a goat. It looked like a goat. Yeah. And then, of course, obviously, there's the whole other animal rights conversation with the goats specifically and the circus more generally. But, you know, I was 8. So,
yeah,
I was disappointed.
The big thing I recall from the 80s and unicorns is, of course, Legend.
Sure. Yeah.
Which is, just in case any of our listeners don't remember or need an update, that was Ridley Scott's movie that came out in, I think, 86. Tom Cruise, Mia Sara, and of course, Tim Curry. It's amazing. And there's a lot of unicorn lore in that. And it is very beautifully shot, I must say. But like, I think for a lot of kids in the 80s, that was also a big touchstone of like,
yeah,
the apex of how a unicorn should look and be on screen.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
There was also the film adaptation of The Last Unicorn, which was in 1982.
I don't think I have ever seen that. Somehow that one got through my grate and I never got to it.
As sort of just a weird side note to all of this, the thing that had led me to be like, I want to talk about this was the Lady and the Unicorn tapestries. We talked about that. So I live in a house that is more than a century old, and our front door has needed to be replaced for the whole time that we have had this house. We've just had other things to do and also a pandemic going on. It is not, even with weather stripping on there, it is not effective at keeping the cold air out of the house. And we have had some just bitterly cold weather over the last couple of weeks. And as I was working on this, I was like, they always hung those tapestries on the walls and castles and things, try to keep the drafts down. Hey, I have spring rods. I have curtains that I have used in various like podcasting setups. What if I hung a curtain over the front door and it was surprisingly effective?
I have no doubt whatsoever.
Especially because it was like a thermal curtain that I had gotten in before we moved into this house, and like my old podcasting setup, it was what I used to make the room less echoey. Yeah, surprisingly effective. So
love it.
If you like me, have a front door that just really it needs to go. We got to like move that up to the to do list. Maybe you can make do for a little bit with a, you know, a curtain rod and some curtain.
Yeah, we similarly have had a lot of work being done on our house. Just kind of some fun stuff that we wanted to do, but also like we had general maintenance that had been neglected and needed to happen. Like our front porch was a hazard and had to be replaced. But our back door that goes to our deck, similarly, a little drafty, like you could see underneath it if you were sitting on the couch. And so that was one of the things that we prioritized of like, hey, could you guys also add on the work order to put some fresh weather stripping in here and fix this? Mm-hmm. And they ended up putting in a whole new door, and it's magical now to not walk past it and be like, woo!
Yeah. Well, and our the weather stripping on ours like was professionally done. It's like the fit of the door is too bad for that to be a lot of help. So anyway, that's your update on unicorns and tapestries. If you want to send us a note, we're at historypodcast@iheartradio.com. Since this is Friday, hope folks are having a good weekend. As great as possible as your weekend can be. We'll be back on Saturday with the Saturday Classic and Monday with something brand new. You can get all of that if you just subscribe to the show on the iHeartRadio app, wherever else you like to get your podcasts. Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.